This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com, and I teach you how to make exquisite love. This is part two of a two-part series. Today we're talking about sacred shamanic sex for men. I love doing shows about men. Gosh, how often men's sexuality isn't even discussed or explored? What is this? Is it because men are just so happy for any kind of touch at all? They don't want to rock the boat? So this show is both for the men and the woman willing to navigate the boundaries of pleasure that a man is capable of experiencing. Pleasuring a man can be so much fun for both the giver and the receiver. Let's find out more. I'm welcoming back our guests, Dr. Stephen Day and Kypris Drake. So hi and welcome back.
Hello, nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us share with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's my pleasure. We've been having a lot of fun, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
We really have. We just finished show one and we're back. So hopefully you have heard, because we've talked all about shamanism and a whole lot of good stuff about women. But for those of you just jumping on board, I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version of Kypris and Stephen. Kypris Drake is the author of Journey to Sexual Wholeness, The Six Gateways to Tantric Sexuality. Dr. Stephen Day is a PhD physicist, combining his knowledge of physics with Zen Buddhism and other spiritual practices. And they both do a lot of tantra, coaching, healing, and counseling in San Diego. So with this, we're going to just jump right in and talk about men. And so why don't we begin with... let's see. I did watch your downloadable video, and it was a gorgeous experience watching the lingam massage. And lingam is, of course, another name for penis. So I'll just ask you to just start right away and tell us a little bit about why talk about men and what you think is so important about giving men a healing experience.
Wow. Well, I could probably talk for hours about that, but I think the first thing I want to say is that the word lingam comes from the Sanskrit, and it means wand of light. And really, for me, what I am wanting to offer to a man during this sacred experience of massaging the penis and his whole body is an awakening of the penis to sort of be that wand of light. So almost imagining in your mind's eye, those of you who are out there listening, imagine the penis as not just a means to an end, so not just a means towards, you know, having sex, having an ejaculation, but having the penis become something that's both sexual and spiritual and very ecstatic, and opening the whole body up to an experience of orgasm, so that the experience of orgasm isn't just localized in the penis, but we make the container bigger. We allow the whole body to hold sexual energy and sexual excitement, so that when there's an orgasm, it encompasses all of you. And I think Dr. Stephen Jay said in our last show, you know, the orgasms he used to have were like sneezes compared to what is happening now. And that's just one of the side benefits of this sacred lingam massage.
What are some of the other side benefits?
You want to talk about those?
Sure. side benefits. And these really, you know, I guess they're side benefits. One of the things that the massage does is learns to, and it teaches you or gives you the experience of having a more sensitive penis. Mm-hmm. So this, you know, it's like the world we see when we learn to have sex, and we see it on well, if you watch porn, it's all this hard pounding. It's about a real strong physical connection, and there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. It's just that that's really one very fine way that you can make love. But if you want to enjoy an entire range of lovemaking, it really helps to have your penis be this thing that's just beautiful and sensitive to all touches and all energies. So one of the things that the massage does as a side benefit is that it sensitizes your penis so that you know, you can experience this. Now, for men out there who have the challenge of premature ejaculation, maybe be going, whoa, I don't want to have a sensitive penis. It's too sensitive as it is.
Right.
And then the side benefits become, it's amazing. They're actually twofold. If you have the challenge of premature ejaculation, you move towards this ability to have whole body orgasms and multiple orgasms without ejaculating. So we call that ejaculation mastery.
Mm-hmm.
And it really works on both sides. So for the men that have trouble achieving an erection, you have this beautiful side benefit that, in essence, it doesn't matter. So you learn to love the penis when it's soft as much as when it's hard. And when men are given that freedom, all of a sudden a lot of the guilt and shame around that state go away. And this is a pathway towards having, again, just a mastery of the penis in itself. So being able to move through to an erection and being okay with that state and being okay with when you're not erect and having it all be just yum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's all really beautiful. Do you think women also have some issues around the penis, like they're afraid of it?
Yeah, I think there might be all kinds of stuff for women, depending on where we're coming from sexually, depending on what our life experiences have been. And the Linga massage really is a great way for a woman to experience the penis and know that she's safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming at her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in fact, we reverse roles. We reverse the traditional roles in the Linga massage, and the man becomes receptive, and his role is to lie there and surrender.
Mm-hmm. And I can't, there are so many times when we've been, you know, doing this ritual for a couple, and and it's like the words that come out of the woman's mouth are always, you know, just like, oh my God, I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know I could touch that way. I've never been given myself permission to explore. And there's a lot of, you know, we talk about a lot of different techniques. But there's just, you know, things that you wouldn't think would feel good that feel amazing that you just would never think to try.
Yeah,
because a penis to a woman, I think, is always something that is going to enter her in any moment, right?
yes, exactly.
So I'm getting that in the Linga massage. It's again, we talked about this in our show number one, that the massage is not goal-oriented. And this is not goal-oriented either. You're not giving the man a massage in order to get him hard so that he can enter the woman. You're just giving him a massage for his enjoyment and with no goal at the end.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and really this is true in both the yoni massage and the Linga massage. For the yoni massage that we were talking about in our last show, we recommend that you don't have intercourse afterwards, that you allow the yoni to integrate. And it's the same with the Linga massage. We really recommend that you allow the penis to integrate the experience. And for the woman who's giving the Linga massage, it's a great opportunity for her to integrate the experience of being able to give in this loving and sexual way, and having that be enough.
Uh-huh. For both of the people.
Yeah.
Because I love that, decoupling the giving with the getting or the goal. Because I think that really creates so much space to see the genitals as, you know, way much, much more in present time.
And I think it leads us also to that experience of lovemaking never being the same twice that we were talking about in, I think, the last show, that diversity comes in because we learn to play in a way. I mean, this is play. And so when we're giving a Linga massage, for me as a woman, it's an opportunity for me to kind of experiment, and in a very loving and connected way, I'm, you know, moving my hands very slowly when we get to that part. And you know, as with the yoni massage, we don't start massaging the penis from the beginning. We start with a back massage, and then we progress into a massage on the front of the body that's very sensual and very sexual, because men really like that energy to help them activate, and it's a healing experience for the whole body. And then by the time I get to the penis, it's like, it's almost like an experiment. I mean, I'm a scientist also, and my background's in biology. You know, we try different things to see what works, and then we take notes, and, you know. and so with you know, what's interesting about the lingam massage is it's not like do the experiment one time and then you always know it works. You have to do the experiment every time because the penis changes. So in doing this practice with Steve and Jay, you know, when we first started, it was a very different experience of giving him a lingam massage than it is now because he's different.
Well, we're going to go into that in sections after the break. But just before we take our break, I wanted to quickly touch on the question of solo massage for men, since I think it's so much easier for men.
Do you want to talk about that, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing really that really needs to be shifted with this massage to go from being a partner massage to a solo massage.
That may be the back massage part.
but what you do for the back massage is you do loving things for yourself. So that looks like maybe taking a bath to relax yourself, because the back massage, the intention of the back massage is to bring you into a relaxed state. So you shift it around a little bit. You take a massage rather than that. And then when you come to working on your front, and we'll talk about how to do this, you know, in the next section, but you can imagine, and we have an exercise, a meditation actually, on a CD that we sell that invites the goddess into your body. So you almost imagine in the spiritual way that you've brought in the feminine and that she flows her hands, so that as you start touching yourself, you're in the space of imagining that spirit's actually touching you. And I know it kind of sounds woo-wee, but it's really an ecstatic way to move into the moment of massaging yourself with love.
Okay, great. Well, we will get into that after our break. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I am here with Dr. Stephen Jay and Kypris Drake. And you can learn more about them at their website, yabyummy.com. I'll spell that, yabyummy.com. They do have lots of great stuff at their website, including downloadable videos that you can access from anywhere in the world, and including one on shamanic massage, lingam massage for men. So lots of other good stuff too. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
We're back, so let's just hop right in and find out what we can do to have a fabulous shamanic massage for men.
Well, as we were talking about with the sacred yoni massage, really the first thing to do if you are working as a couple is to set aside the time. And even if you're going to work with yourself solo, I think it's very, very valuable to set aside time in your schedule, because we're all busy. And really what we want to do with this practice is drop into the moment completely and totally, and not be thinking about where's the next thing you have to rush off to, or the grocery list, or anything like that. You know, we also like to create a really beautiful space for this practice, because it is a sacred practice. So as with any sacred type of ceremony that humans tend to do on the face of the earth, we tend to, you know, light candles or burn incense or some other, you know, smelling good thing to scent the air. We tend to clean up the area so that it's, you know, harmonious and beautiful. And from there, flow into a meditation and get anchored. you know, and that's really the preparation. So there's that, you know, making the time, creating the space, and just anchoring yourself in meditation, and then coming in to connection with your partner, if you're working with a partner, and, you know, connecting your energy to theirs by breathing together, looking into each other's eyes, connecting your hearts. And then once we've done all that, we're ready to actually touch the man. And that builds a lot of anticipation, right, Stephen?
Mm-hmm. It does. It also, you know, as you said, it sets the stage to drop in. And I know I keep saying this, but my it's like this, the entire process of being together, of doing these massages, the yoni massage and the tantric massage and the linga massage that we're talking about here, is about being in the moment. Just living this moment and not worrying about anything else. And I think it's a really simple concept, and we're just really complicated people that have put lots of layers on top of that ability. So, you know, the practices that we teach, the meditations and the videos and all of this stuff is really about, it's almost about unwinding mm-hmm. all of this stuff that we've learned to layer on top of this concept that we're just spirits in human bodies playing with other spirits in human bodies.
And it's so nice when we can just drop into that other reality, isn't it? Because it's so mm-hmm. much, it's more profound, and it's inherently in all of us, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, the shamans, you know, this is shamanic sacred sexuality that we're practicing, and the shamans call this non-ordinary reality. You know, it's or the invisible world, or they have a lot of words to use for it, but it's essentially another perceptional place that you go to, and to be moving sexual energy while in that other state of consciousness is just, it's another way to pray. It's another way to connect to God, and at the same time, it feels really, really good.
And I love that you're teaching this, because I think everyone, if they want to, can go there, and it doesn't take hours and hours of, you know, beating drums and staying up all night and drinking things that taste terrible. I think, you know, I think it takes dropping in and, you know, breathing and having the intention, and, you know, let's continue, because I think we can do it. Let's find out how, you know.
Well, with the sacred lingam massage, like, you know, there's all that preparation, and then we flow into touch. And the way that we touch in a sensual lingam massage is very different from the way we might be accustomed to touching. I know for me as a woman that I would very often be focused on arousing my partner when I would touch. And the whole, you know, there was always this goal to get him aroused, to get him hard so we could have sex. And that was always how it was going to go. And so with the sacred lingam massage now, there's a gift for the woman in that the woman can simply explore the man's body. And that begins with the back massage, which is just a very relaxing connection. And yet at the same time, I include a sexual connection mm-hmm. in it. So I have, it's sort of our sort of, I don't know, yab yummy technique here, where I will put one hand, my left hand, because I don't know, it's just the way I tend to work. I'll put my one hand so that a fingertip is actually touching the perineum, which is that little space between the testicles and the anus, which is very, very sensitive on most men. Right? Stephen is acknowledging that. So one hand is there and creating an acknowledgement of that part of his body that is his sexual self. And then my other hand is going to be on the back of his heart, just establishing a connection with his heart and sending him love. So it's this really unusual combination of combining the two at the same time.
Mm-hmm. We also talk about different ways to touch, because once you have this freedom that you're no longer has to be touch that evokes, you know, arousal with this goal, you can explore different ways to touch. And like everything, it helps to have these touches broken down. And we teach what we call it, in our tantric massage, especially in that video, but we talk about the elements of touch. So we break down the elements of earth, air, water, and fire, and we convert them into different ways to touch the body.
I got into this sort of dreamy place where I was hearing him talk about that touch, because it's so phenomenal to approach touch from this angle of what kind of energy am I sharing with my partner. And that was something I had never really thought about in that way before I started to create the six gateways and start really thinking about conscious, you know, sensuality and touching. And so, well, we do these different practices now that add more diversity to the ways that we connect. So there's an earth touch where my hand is just either very still or doing some touches that kind of feel like, you know, massage, like a kneading kind of touch on the muscles. And that's very relaxing and helps the man to start to drop in and hopefully to let go a little bit of the, okay, when am I going to get my sacred hand job place, you know, because that men are focused, you know, on that. If they know sex is going to happen, they can get really focused on it. So we're helping them kind of drop into this place that is less goal-oriented. And then from there, there's another touch we can use that connects really powerfully to the heart and to love. And in fact, it's we call it the water touch, but you will also find this touch in Lomi Lomi massage. And in fact, I learned it from the Hawaiian elders who taught me about really touching from the heart, really using a loving touch to transmit, you know, this sort of relaxation to another person. Then we also have a fire touch, which is less massage and more about arousing the body, but it's more about moving energy through the body. So you're using the fingernails very lightly. And I was very surprised when I was learning Lomi Lomi massage with the elders in Hawaii that they also use this touch in a very non-sexual way to move energy powerfully through the body. And I'm watching this 85-year-old, yeah, Stephen was there with me, we're watching this 85-year-old, you know, Hawaiian woman, you know, kahuna elder, master of the Lomi Lomi massage, and she's like, okay, and then you do this, and it moves the energy. And I'm like, wow, yeah, that's what we're doing with that touch. And so it was a really great example to me of how these practices are found all over the world, and they sort of channel intuitively into us from spirit.
Just quickly, the air touch.
Oh, sorry, I got a little sidetracked there. Fire touch is really fun. Fire touch is really the most arousing. But then the air touch is also a very sexual touch, but it's that, you know, touching so lightly that you're just barely touching the hairs on the body, and doing it very, very slowly with all of these touches, doing them more slowly than we actually are breathing so that we can really stay present.
Wow, that sounds really hot. Well, we're going to have to take another break, and then we'll flip him over so everybody
okay.
Yay.
Can come back and find out about that. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I'm here with Dr. Stephen Jay and Kypris Drake. You can learn more about Stephen and Kypris at their website, yabyummy.com, yabyummy.com. Please stay with us.
Listen to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, a weekly internet audio program from PersonalLifeMedia.com. Learn ancient secrets that turn on the soul of sex at PersonalLifeMedia.com.
We're back, and we're talking about sacred shamanic massage for men. And let's flip the guy over, and what happens next?
Well, we were just talking about the different kinds of touches. And we continue to use those different kinds of touches throughout the massage. But the difference is, when the man flips over on his back, well, you know, for most men, not all men, but for a lot of men, if they've been getting all this yummy touch on their back, by the time they flip over, they're already very aroused.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this desire, I think, for a lot of men, and maybe Stephen can speak to this, to okay, let's jumpstart this. Where are we going next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the thought is, you know, I want to have my penis touched. I'm pretty aroused. I want to be touched there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what's beautiful about this massage is that you know, that's honored. And the part that most men might not know is that if you can connect that part of your body, if you connect your penis to your whole body, then you start to open up this channel of having orgasms in your whole body. So what Kypris is going to talk about then is how she starts by touching the penis, but not necessarily by going straight into a full, what we would call the lingam massage part, where you're actually stroking on the penis, but just exploring it as if it's part of the whole body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll have one hand, you know, remember we talked with the back massage, I have one hand on the perineum, or Stephen likes to call that spot the tweenie, the place between the testicles and the anus. When I flip the man over, then I'll put a hand over the lingam, and I'll just cup the lingam there with my hand. And then I'll start to work with Stephen and to move the energy around in his body. And a lot of what I'll be doing, if there's a lot of energy already in the lingam, you know, and there's a signs of arousal that we can see for men, so it's a little bit easier than working on women, then we can move that energy of arousal up through his body. So when we first started to do this practice together, I would be working with doing this, and Stephen, I would be, you know, coaching him in breathing, because that's a really big thing that the man is doing when mm-hmm. he's receiving this massage, is breathing to really stay present. Yeah, big breaths. And he would say to me, he'd get really angry, and he'd say, I can't keep an erection if I'm breathing. And, you know, that's great, because the point is not to have an erection. And in fact, when a man starts to learn mastery of this energy, then he can make his erection come and go at will. And so this lingam massage is sort of the first taste of learning that practice. So what I'll be doing with a man who is, you know, Stephen's in a very erect state, is I'll be moving that energy up his body. And if he's more relaxed and not aroused, then I might move the energy in the other direction. I might move it down from his heart towards his lingam to concentrate the energy there and bring some more arousal. And just playing with the arousal around the body.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the man learns to then, almost by example, if you're with someone who can show you how to do that, or if you're with someone who's following along with us showing you how to do it, the man learns to use his breath to do that within himself. Mm-hmm. And that becomes the mastery.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds very interesting. So what I'm wondering is that for men that, for example, have a premature ejaculation, I don't know if you can ejaculate prematurely, but for men who have that as what they think is their issue, that they'd like to prolong ejaculation, they might find ways to use breath to help them, you know, get more of what they want. And for men that have, let's say, other issues, they can just find ways to use their breath to get more of what they want, more of a relationship with their erection, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very.
Using the breath, is that true?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's breath and visualization in the way that I teach my students with this practice. So, if you know, I sort of see what men might label as premature ejaculation and what men might label as erectile dysfunction sort of as two ends of a spectrum, where premature ejaculation is a lot of energy that's concentrated in the penis that can't figure out how to move to other places in the body. And erectile dysfunction often is a lack of energy in the penis, and if you know, you sense in as I do as a healer, I can sense into the body and I can find, oh well, here's your sexual energy, it's up here in your heart, or it's up here in your head, or it's down here in your feet, let's move it into your lingam. And very often that is that's the practice that helps. So with a lingam massage, the man can start to sense into that for himself,
mm-hmm.
because he can feel with the touch and the arousal, he can start to get a lot more body awareness. You know, a lot of men tend to keep a lot of their awareness in their head,
right.
and you know, and so when we bring them really powerfully into the body, then they start to notice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That leads into that sensitivity and all of the
mm-hmm.
things that we talked about at the beginning of the show.
I mean, Stephen, I remember when I started to work with you, there was a block in your stomach. Do you want to maybe share about that?
the feeling was always that, you know, I had lots of, I was always on the side of lots of energy in my penis. And it almost feels like I had a really small container so that no matter what, even if I just put a drop of sexual charge in there, it would feel really full. So that the practice was moving the energy. So Kippers would try to move the energy up through my my belly, and it would feel, I would feel what I would call the block. And some people may experience this as they do just healing in general. So it feels as if it's kind of like, you know, the energy, you want to feel the same sexual charge in your whole body. You want to move the what we call the kundalini energy up through the body. And it would hit my stomach, and it would feel kind of numb and dull, as if there was kind of like this big rock in there that I couldn't move around.
Mm-hmm.
So as Kypris worked on me over the years, that went away. And what happens, and what's my experience with a lot of this work, is that I never know when it changes. I just know that it's changed. So I look back and say, wow, I haven't felt that in, well, I don't even remember the last time I felt that, but I don't know the moment that it actually went away. And I find that with spiritual growth, that's often the case for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. And what kind of a visualization might you use, just as one example?
Oh, I use a lot of different visualizations depending upon what I'm doing. But when I'm moving the energy up, it often feels like it's almost like honey flowing around my body, or if the energy is coming down, I often feel like I'm in a waterfall, you know, of just being poured on, and I'm sort of naked, and it's flowing all around me. It can feel like heat. Some people don't even visualize. Sometimes it's more of a sensation, or it's a smell. So whatever sense you're really strong with, that's what I would recommend you tune into.
Uh-huh. And Kypris, how about you?
Well, with these sort of blocks in the body, it's an interesting thing to sense from the side of having it in my body. What I usually experience is tension or pain or tightness. So for many years, I've been working with my heart and with opening my heart, because that's the seat of the woman's sexual energy, and I really want to have that place be open. And what I would experience a lot would be a pain in my heart, almost as if, you know, there was something medical going on there. But I noticed that with that pain, if I would breathe and I would consciously think about moving it, that I could sort of chip away at it. And as Stephen said, it's not an instantaneous process for most of us. For most of us, it's a process that takes place over time. So there are these very slow, gentle practices where I breathe. And for me, I like to bring the kundalini into my body. So that's that sexual energy, that life force energy. And I like to breathe it up from the earth and up through my spinal column and into each of my individual energy centers. And the heart is one of the energy centers. And so what I would do is when I would get to the heart, is I would imagine this energy sort of swirling around there and sort of clearing out what kind of, I would see pictures in my mind of like these sort of black chunks of coal or something that needed to come out. And so I would sort of do this visualization of this life force energy sort of melting those things so they could kind of return to the earth and be compost. And I'd breathe that energy up into my heart and then breathe the trash out, so to speak. And breathe it out down through my spine and let it go into the earth and let it be composted there. And that's a very powerful practice. In fact, that's a practice that's in my book. It's called Dragon Breath, and it's an intentional practice of clearing out the energy body.
Wow. Well, listen, I know you guys work with lots and lots of clients, and you have a lot of stuff going on in Southern California, and people can go to your website, yabyummy.com, and find out about all kinds of events and programs. You have a very, very active website with all kinds of things. So just one quick question. Where is your vision, your goal for yourselves, for the world and your work?
Well, for me, my vision is that everyone around the world would at least know about this work and have access to it. And for myself, personally to just be able to be of service in supporting that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really my vision for myself. And I, about 4 years ago, gave up my mainstream life to dedicate myself to this work because I really believe in it and in the powerful transformation that it creates.
Uh-huh. Have you seen lots of people transform out of this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, including myself.
Uh-huh.
Including myself. I mean, the changes in how I relate to other people, particularly men, are profound. And the changes in how I experience my sexuality are profound. And my whole life has really transformed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very, very powerful stuff, you know.
Yes, and I'm sure you've seen many of your clients go through profound changes as well.
Absolutely. I was working with a student just yesterday who has had a profound shift in her ability to set boundaries with men in her life. And she described, you know, being able to stop a situation where a man was wanting to share a lot of anger with her about something that he thought she had done. And she shared with me that, you know, she said, I just had this profound, beautiful sense that I didn't have to be on the receiving end of that anymore. And so to really watch her come into her power was amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, one person at a time, huh?
Exactly, exactly.
And how about you, Stephen? Your vision for the world, and why? What motivates you to keep doing this, and where you see your work going?
I mean, the work. Kippers and I are really creating a singular vision with Yad Yami. But when I wake up in the morning, you know, and I do my morning meditation, you know, the thing I always ask for is, how can I be of service? I mean, it's really just that simple. What do you want me to do to be of service to the world today? Mm-hmm. And that brings me more ease and joy than anything that I could imagine asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as Kipper said, it's to touch as many people as we possibly can. And when we have our visioning about where we want to be, you know, in the future, it's always about, how can we get this information out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can we reach people? How can we reach couples? And there's, you know, how can we reach singles? And there's different people learn in different ways, which is one of the reasons that we have the videos for couples that wouldn't feel comfortable coming to our events. We have the events for people that like group energy,
mm-hmm.
That learn best in a teaching modality that way. And then we have our private work, you know, when people really just want to focus down and you know, do that. And we can do that over the phone. So I do sessions. I have, you know, students all over the world. Kippers
mm-hmm.
has students all over the world. It's really wonderful. It's just, we need to clone ourselves so we can get this out to more people.
Mm-hmm. You've worked very, very hard. It really, really, really shows. So we're going to close the show, and I'd like to invite both of you to leave us one parting thought to inspire us on our day, although you've certainly inspired us already. So how about Stephen? We'll start with you.
Often when I want to not speak from myself and my ego and just hear what Spirit wants to say, I'll take a breath. And I think the inspiring thought would be maybe just to share that.
You
know, to have people just take a breath right now. Have the whole, everyone listening, take a breath. And just breathe into how much more, even that one little simple practice, how much more bliss that can bring to the whole world.
Beautiful. And Kipris?
I think for me, my practice lately has been to cultivate the feeling of sunlight in my heart. And I'd like to encourage everyone to allow themselves to reach for a feeling of feeling good every day. So wherever you are in your life, whatever is happening in your life, to find a way to reach for a feeling, a memory of something that's happened. If you're in a place where you're not feeling good, and go back to that memory of feeling good and anchor that in you, because that's what really creates powerful change.
Well, that's beautiful. Sunlight every single day. Well, thank you so much. We've been talking with Dr. Stephen Jay and Kippers Drake of yabyummy.com, YABYUMMY.com. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
You're so welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Please send me, Patty, email at patty@personallifemedia.com for text and transcripts of this show and other shows. Please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. Also, please visit me at expandedlovemaking.com or on Facebook at Expanded Orgasm. This is Dr. Patty Taylor. That's all for now. I remain yours in ever expanded lovemaking, and I'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.